Turn in God's Word to Jeremiah 48. Jeremiah 48, and we'll read this evening the whole chapter. You remember, he's bringing judgments against the nations for what they have done to him and to his people, and he's pronounced judgment on Egypt and Philistia, and now he preaches or proclaims judgment upon Moab. Remember the nation of Moab where the Israelites came out from the wilderness and they went through or tried to go through, and what the Moabites did to them. And many, many years later, the Lord pronouncing his judgment. Well, in verse 1, Jeremiah 48, these are the words of God. Concerning Moab, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, woe to Nebo, for it has been destroyed. Kiriathaim has been put to shame, it has been captured. A lofty stronghold has been put to shame and shattered. There is praise for Moab no longer. In Heshbon they have devised calamity against her. Come and let us cut her off from being a nation. You too, madmen, will be silenced. The sword will follow after you. The sound of an outcry from Horonaim, devastation and great destruction. Moab is broken. Her little ones have sounded out a cry of distress. For by the ascent of Luhith, they will ascend with continual weeping. For at the descent of Horonaim, they have heard the anguished cry of destruction. Flee, save your lives, that you may be like a juniper in the wilderness. For because of your trust in your own achievements and treasures, even you yourself will be captured, and Chemosh will go off into exile together with his priests and his princes. A destroyer will come to every city, so that no city will escape. The valley also will be ruined, and the plateau will be destroyed, as the Lord has said. Give wings to Moab, for she will flee away, and her cities will become a desolation without inhabitants in them. Cursed be the one who does the Lord's work negligently, and cursed be the one who restrains his sword from blood. Moab has been at ease since youth. He has also been undisturbed like wine on its dregs, and he has not been emptied from vessel to vessel, nor has he gone into exile. Therefore he retains his flavor, and his aroma has not changed. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will send to him those who tip vessels, and they will tip him over, and they will empty his vessels and shatter his jars. And Moab will be ashamed of Chemosh, as the house of Israel was ashamed of Bethel, their confidence. How can you say, we are mighty warriors and men valiant for battle? Moab has been destroyed, and men have gone up to his cities. His choicest young men have also gone down to the slaughter, declares the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts. The disaster of Moab will soon come, and his calamity will swiftly hasten. Mourn for him, all you who live around him, even all of you who know his name. Say, how has the mighty scepter been broken, a staff of splendor? Come down from your glory and sit on the parched ground, O daughter dwelling in Dibon. The destroyer of Moab has come up against you. He has ruined your strongholds. Stand by the road and keep watch, O inhabitant of Aroer. Ask him who flees and her who escapes, and say, what has happened? Moab has been put to shame, for it has been shattered. Wail and cry out. Declare by the Arnon that Moab has been destroyed. Judgment has also come upon the plain, upon Halon, Jasah, and against Mephaoth, against Dibon, Nebo, and Beth Diblathaim, against Kiriathaim, Beth Gamul, and Beth Meon, against Kerioth, Bozrah, and all the cities of the land of Moab far and near. The horn of Moab has been cut off, and his arm broken, declares the Lord. Make him drunk, for he has become arrogant toward the Lord. So Moab will wallow in his vomit. He will also become a laughing stock. Now, was not Israel a laughing stock to you? Or was he caught among thieves? For each time you speak about him, you shake your head in scorn. Leave the cities and dwell among the crags, O inhabitants of Moab, and be like a dove that nests beyond the mouth of a chasm. We have heard of the pride of Moab. He is very proud. Of his haughtiness, his pride, his arrogance, and his self-exaltation. I know his fury, declares the Lord, but it is futile. His idle boasts have accomplished nothing. Therefore I will wail for Moab, even for all Moab will I cry out. I will moan for the men of Kirahesh more than the weeping of Jazir. I will weep for you, O vine of Sibma, your tendrils stretched across the sea. They reach to the sea of Jazir. Upon your summer fruits and your grape harvest, the destroyer has fallen. So gladness and joy are taken away from the fruitful field, even from the land of Moab. And I have made the wine to cease from the wine presses. No one will tread them with shouting. The shouting will not be shouts of joy. From the outcry at Heshbon, even to Elealeh, even to Jahaz, they have raised their voice. From Zoar, even to Horonaim, and to Eglath Shelishiah, and for even the waters of Nimrim will become desolate. I will make an end of Moab, declares the Lord. The one who offers sacrifice on the high place, the one who burns incense to his gods. Therefore my heart wails for Moab like flutes. My heart also wails like flutes for the men of Kirahesh. Therefore they have lost the abundance it produced. For every head is bald and every beard cut short. There are gashes on all the hands and sackcloth on the loins. On all the housetops of Moab and in its streets there is lamentation everywhere. For I have broken Moab like an undesirable vessel, declares the Lord. How shattered it is! How they have wailed! How Moab has turned his back! He is ashamed. So Moab will become a laughingstock and an object of terror to all around him. For thus says the Lord, behold, one will fly swiftly like an eagle and spread out his wings against Moab. Kerioth has been captured and the strongholds have been seized. So the hearts of the mighty men of Moab in that day will be like the heart of a woman in labor. Moab will be destroyed from being a people because he has become arrogant toward the Lord. Terror, pit, and snare are coming upon you, an inhabitant of Moab, declares the Lord. The one who flees from the terror will fall into the pit. The one who climbs up out of the pit will be caught in the snare. For I shall bring upon her, even upon Moab, the year of their punishment, declares the Lord. In the shadow of Heshbon, the fugitives stand without strength, for a fire has gone forth from Heshbon, and a flame from the midst of Sihon, and it has devoured the forehead of Moab and the scalps of the riotous revelers. Woe to you, Moab! The people of Chemosh have perished, for your sons have been taken away captive and your daughters into captivity. Yet I will restore the fortunes of Moab in the later days, declares the Lord. Thus far the judgment on Moab. And that's God's word. And these judgments were fulfilled about 5 years after Jerusalem was destroyed by Nebuzaradan of Babylon. The judgment here tells of a great destruction that shall extend to the whole nation, not one part would be not judged. And some Moabites would be exiled, it said. Their joy would come to an end, but we must ask why they were judged, as we should ask for all these nations. Why were they judged? Verse 7, it says, because they trusted themselves. Verse 14, because they said, we are mighty and did not give praise and thanks to God for strength that they had. In verse 29, they were prideful, they were arrogant and exalted themselves, and they did not exalt Yahweh. They were, verse 26, arrogant towards the Lord. In verse 27, God's people, Israel, were a joke to them. In verse 30, they lived lives of vanity or futility. And so, beloved, here we're instructed of the wicked, and what are the characteristics of the wicked, but also what we should be warned against doing ourselves as God's people. That we would not trust ourselves, we would trust the Lord. That we would not trust our own strength, that we would not give glory to anything else but, or anyone but God for what we have. To not be prideful or arrogant before men or before the Lord. And that we would live not lives of vanity and futility, but lives of ones bearing fruit unto Him. Nor would we live lives that refer to God's people as a joke or make fun of them or shame them. And so let us not be such. And yet, let us love such people. Let's pray for such people, even our enemies, these wicked people, that they would not judge, that God would not judge them, but rescue them from themselves according to His word and according to His will. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we're thankful for Your word. And we would ask of ourselves that we would love our neighbor, even those of the world, the wicked, who make fun of us and scorn us and scorn You, who dishonor Your name and don't give glory to You and boast in You. And we pray that we would not be such. We would be those who boast only in the cross of Jesus Christ, that would boast only in You and give glory only to You and trust only You with our lives, our strength, knowing that all that we have and all that we are from You. Whether it's the blood flowing or the strength that You've given us in our bodies or souls, or the faith that we have, or the righteousness that we have. It is all from You, from Your Son Jesus Christ, and by Your Holy Spirit granted to us. Father, we think of the nation that we're that is talked about here, and we're pleading with You that You would not judge our nation. And Father, we're thankful for the reports of John in the Middle East this day, that there were no attacks upon him and upon his family or upon his church. And we praise You for answering the prayers of many, including ours and his. And Father, we're seeking Your help, though, as we continue here and in worship, that You would bless Your people, that You would grant us strength, and that we would also come and always come to Your throne of grace and plead for help in all things. For without You, we can do nothing. Apart from You, we can do nothing. But with You, we can do all things for Your glory and for the glory of Your Son. We pray in His name. Amen.